This episode is called A Promise. I make these episodes because I know the world will come out and say it. The demigods and the gods are listening. Well, one, the promise, this episode is called A Promise. I call it The Promise because this is where I make a promise to all of you humans and all of you demigods and semigods and magical beings out there. I am going to kill the representation of Brahma on this planet 54 billion times. The older version, that is. And I'm going to keep that word to the end of my existence. Why 54 billion? Well, it's just under, so that he doesn't get away with the crimes that he's committed. And just enough so that he understands why he's going through the hell that he's going through for putting us through the same shit that he's done to us, and all on the machine at maximum setting. He can't stop this. No, he cannot. As for his daddy, we should thank him because of his incompetence and stupidity that we are not at this stage. Well, why do you ask? Well, his son committed treason through us, through that medieval, that device that used to program people and to make people think what they don't want to think, what they wouldn't usually think, to make people do something that is stupidly arrogant and stuck up and overconfident device. You know when you say free will is God's given gift and God doesn't interfere? Well, actually, that's a lot of bullshit. God does interfere with free will. And if he didn't, the devil wouldn't exist. He is the reason the devil exists. God is a fool. Not the real God. The one on this planet is. That old man is a pedophile. You know him as Arcee Odedra. He is an old pedophile piece of shit. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. When I say I'll kill him 54 billion times, I'm going to keep that word. He's killed me 806 quintillion times, so I should at least pay him back. At least a little bit, a fraction of it. And not to mention his father has blamed me for treason of this community that is whole hidden in the plain sight. You know, when a child is raped, these people are behind it. When a child is molested, these people are behind it. Especially the old man. He is such a vile pedophile. I've seen him do it to so many different people. He's even offered me a... If I were to suck his dick, I would get power, apparently. Well, I don't want power like that. Either do it without or don't do it at all. So does that make sense? Until someone pushes me over the head or pushes me over the limits, I will continue to make these videos and these podcasts. Why 54 billion? Well, it's enough to keep him in pain and keep him away from us for a very, very long time. And also, it doesn't give him an opportunity to escape the punishment that's about to happen to him. If he wants to escape, it has to be over 54 billion. But 54 billion is just under. Does that make sense? It's a threshold for him not to escape. And he won't. I've seen this in the future. I've seen it play out in my head so many times. Does anyone know who they're messing with? Do you want a sample? Give me a call or leave a feedback on this and I'll tell you, okay, I'll give you something that only I can do, and then you can find out who you're up against. Imagine killing someone for 806 quintillion times on the machine again and again and again and again and again. In case most of you don't know what the machine is, it is something that is used from the devil that is equivalent to being ripped apart. It's like the most evil torture device there is. And it was set at maximum setting for a 3-month-old baby, and it was turned on for 5 billion years. Again and again and again and again and again. 5 billion or 5 million, I think somewhere around 5 million years. It's confusing. Why would someone do that to someone? It's gotten to the point that where the Brahma is being replaced, it is so bad that he has to be replaced. Could you imagine someone that is responsible for the creation of the universe is being replaced because they've committed a crime against one of its inhabitants? Which is basically like saying your father's being replaced because he crushed a sperm under a sock. That's fine. One sperm, one sock. But what happens is, what he did is reverse time so many times and did the same sperm so many times, not only the same sperm, but because that particular sperm is responsible for the existence of every other sperm on this the universal thing, universe-wide thing, he basically fucked the it's like universal holocausted literally everything except him and his bitch, which is also his, I think, neighbor or slash cousin or something. Don't really sure who she is to him. I don't really care. It's not my concern. Imagine wiping out the whole universe just because you hate spitefully hate someone, one particular person. It's not because you hate them, you're just jealous of them. Kind of pathetic, but it is what it is. It's really despicable. And the pedophile thinks that he should be forgiven and I should suck his dick. Does that make sense? The level of entitlement on these fucking idiots. Do they not know where they come from? When I fucking saw them, first of all, in this fucking timeline, they were all the mustache, his son, the one that murdered everyone, and the old pedophile who's now sexually abusing children, and this bitch of an old whore of a grandmother, were all under a bridge, hollowed out, and living under there. And all they had to them is one set of clothes for each of them. Not even that. I had everything, and they've taken everything. Oh, I know what they want to do, but they won't be able to do it. I have this knack for coming back from the dead. If I don't come back from the dead, the whole crazy ass universe gets wiped out. It's an interesting concept. Especially if the ones that killed me does not bring me back. That means the person that kills me doesn't, if they don't bring it back, if they don't bring me back from the dead to alive with the memories of what they've done, then they would be stuck on this planet for 5 billion lifetimes, celestial lifetimes of a Brahma. So 5 billion lifetimes is how much of a Brahma? You work that out. I'm the only one that's supposed to go naturally. Everyone else can be murdered, whatever they feel like. I come from a very, very far away place. That is not even comprehensible to a moronic idiot that is this current Brahma. Or rather, is representative. He's basically a symbol. And this symbol is being replaced in about 4.9 billion years. Which is already done in any way. And I'm using one of his aunties, I believe. Which is pathetically funny. Hilarious. It's already done. It is already done. I choose not to have that woman. But if I don't have that woman, I would preferably not to have that woman. But when I don't have that woman, I can choose to replace the entire family of the Odedras, the Modvadias, and every other piece of shit on this planet by going for some of the human and changing them into one of these pricks. And I can replace literally everyone. Literally everyone. And these fuckers deserve to be replaced with some kinder, more nicer people. Not all of them are the same, I know that. Fuck, I've had nice people in my life. Without them, this lifetime of 36 years would have been such a miserable, miserable, miserable existence. It would have been hell. I would have killed myself far more times than I've already done. Or even attempted to kill myself far more times than I've already done. I must have at least tried 12 times. And always something that's always pulling me back. No, not yet. No, not yet. No, not yet. We have a task. We have a task, it says. Unfortunately, that fucking thing is right. Ideally, I would not like to go anywhere near that Odedra family. But actually, I can, since I'm the Time Lord, I'm going to reverse that. I'm going to make sure I replace that family. Fuck that bitch. Besides, she's fucking my son anyway.